So, you have a Twilight movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Amazing. Final book, final movie? It's all very exciting.
Well, actually, I thought we could squeeze two movies out of the final book.
Really? Can we do that?
Harry Potter did it.
Yeah, that's true. There was a lot going on in the final Harry Potter book, though. Is there enough content in the final Twilight book to make two movies?
Not really, no.
So why would we?
Well, because of money.
Oh, money! That's the thing that I like!
It sure is, sir.
So what's gonna happen in part one of this thing?
Not much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, basically Edward and Bella are gonna get married, so that's gonna take about 30-40 minutes.
Oh, incredibly slow pace.
Yeah.
Is there any conflict or drama or anything like that?
Not really, no. Well, at a certain point, Jacob is gonna come out of the woods as a surprise for Bella.
Well, why didn't he just show up to the wedding like a normal person? What a weirdo.
Oh, you have no idea. He's gonna get real weird real soon.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, Bella tells him that her and Edward plan on getting, you know, intimate before she even becomes a vampire, and so Jacob gets really mad.
Right, isn't that incredibly dangerous? Doesn't that go against everything Edward's been saying about trying to protect Bella?
Yeah, but we need something in this movie, so characters are just gonna kinda do stuff.
And why can't they just wait until after she's turned into a vampire?
Well, because they need to go on their honeymoon, right? And she doesn't want to spend that time in pain turning into a vampire.
But people can have their honeymoon whenever they want. It doesn't have to be immediately after the wedding.
Well, we're gonna have it be immediately after the wedding, because otherwise there's literally no story here.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, they go to this private island, and the next 40 minutes is gonna be them on their honeymoon, just kinda, you know, being on a honeymoon. They play a lot of chess.
Oh, really, really, really stretching it thin here.
Oh, so thin, sir. The thinnest.
Wow.
Anyway,
wow.
So then Bella's gonna end up getting pregnant.
What? Isn't Edward dead?
He is, yeah.
Aren't all his bodily fluids venom?
They are venomous, yeah, for sure.
It feels like that doesn't make sense.
Well, we're gonna pretend like it makes sense, because otherwise there's literally no story here.
All right, do what you gotta do, man.
So anyway, then this baby inside Bella starts growing super fast, and it's killing her. I mean, she's wasting away. There's nothing but a skeleton left.
Oh, very spooky. She has a skeleton inside of her.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody does.
Oh, can you imagine? Very spooky.
Anyway, so it really seems like this baby's gonna kill Bella before it's even born, but then they give her some blood and a sippy straw, and she's like, yum, yum, yum.
What?
Oh, also, the werewolves are mad now, because they think this baby's gonna be a threat to them, so they want to kill it.
Why would they think that?
Well, because new vampires have a hard time controlling their thirst.
Okay, they're aware that Bella's also gonna be turned into a vampire, right?
They are, yeah, but that's different.
How?
Well, she's the main character.
Oh, right, okay.
Anyway, so eventually Edward has to give Bella a C-section using his teeth for some reason, and he injects her with his venom, but it really looks like she's dead.
Oh, bummer.
And Jacob is so mad he decides to kill the baby, but as soon as he makes eye contact with it, he's like, oh.
What?
Yeah, he immediately imprints on a newborn. He's like, oh, are we gonna kiss right now?
I don't like that.
Oh, don't worry, sir. It's not weird at all, because Jacob's gonna help raise the child before getting romantically involved with it.
I mean, you know that that's somehow worse, right? You know that.
Okay, sir, but you have to remember.
What?
Money.
Oh, yeah, money. Okay, yeah, no, yeah, I'm back into this. Okay.
Okay, good.
So the Wolfman will raise the baby and then sleep with it, and our teenage audience will pay to come watch that. Okay, keep going.
Well, okay, so then Bella's gonna turn into a vampire, and then we cut to credits.
Very exciting.
And then as a mid-credits scene, we're gonna have the Volturi vampires be like, oh, we're gonna be in the next movie, watch out.
We literally keep ending movies that way.
We do, but this time it's true.
Oh, well, great. So what happens in part two?
Well, Bella's a vampire now, and she's gonna run around the woods with Edward looking to hunt.
How do you think we'll be able to improve those terrible running effects we've been doing?
No need, sir. People will have already paid for their tickets, and it's the last movie.
That's a good point. Why bother? Let's save some money.
But then Bella's gonna smell a human, and she's gonna have to fight her newborn vampire instincts to try and not kill this guy.
Oh, is that gonna be hard for her to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's able to repress those urges immediately.
Didn't we say it takes most vampires decades to do that?
We did, yeah, but she's the main character, so she's special.
That makes sense.
So then she's gonna meet her baby for the first time, which I figure we could do entirely in CGI.
Yeah, sounds like that might haunt people's dreams a little bit.
You know, there's definitely a risk of that, but I still think we should go ahead and just make this thing on a computer, see what happens.
Works for me.
So anyway, then the Volturi are gonna get word that this baby exists, and they're gonna think that it's something called an immortal child.
What's an immortal child?
It's like a vampire baby that's really powerful. We're gonna be pretty vague about it, but they want it dead for sure.
Is it an immortal child?
It's not, no. So then the Cullens go around the world and gather up a bunch of vampire friends, and all these people have different superpowers.
Oh, they do?
They do, yeah. There's one with the power of electricity, there's one with elemental control powers. This is just gonna straight up be an X-Men movie now, because there's not really anywhere else for the story to go.
Oh, suddenly becoming X-Men is tight.
So all these vampires come and train with the Cullens, and then it turns out that Bella has the power to shield people. That's why Edward was never able to read her mind.
But Alice was able to see her future, and Jasper was able to affect her mood.
Please don't think about any of this too much.
Oh, okay, my bad.
So then there's gonna be this big showdown in the snow between the Volturi and the good vampires and some werewolves.
And how does that go?
Well, the main Volturi guy, he cuts Carlisle's head off.
Oh, he does!
Yeah, and this big giant fight breaks out. Jasper gets decapitated. A bunch of Volturi lose their heads too. One of the X-Men creates this big hole in the earth. A bunch of them fall into lava.
Did this movie just get good?
And then Edward and Bella, they take down the main Volturi guy and they cut his head off too, and Bella goes to set it on fire.
I think this movie just got good.
And then it turns out it was all just a vision that Alice was showing the main Volturi guy. So, you know, none of it happened.
What are we doing here, man?
Money.
Oh, right, money. Okay, yeah, no, I love it.
Yeah.
But didn't we say that Alice wasn't able to see visions with werewolves around?
Please don't think about this too much.
Oh, right, I keep thinking about things. I need to not do that.
Yeah, and so Bella and Edward live happily ever after, and Jacob gets to hook up with the child he helped raise.
Money.
And so what do you think?
Well, you know, I think the Twilight books have definitely spawned as many movies as they possibly can, and it's probably best if nothing else comes of them.
I don't see how anything else could come of them, sir.
Hi, it's Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you liked it. And hey, while you're on the internet, why not check out Screen Rant's Behind the Screen podcast? Real fun conversations about all kinds of stuff relating to movies and TV, deep dives, movie facts, things you didn't know about your favorite movies. Check it out. It's a good time. And as always, check back soon for a new video. Okay, bye now.